transformation of emotion. This is an excellent practice for becoming free of emotional and mental turmoil. And it's best practiced when experiencing that state of being. Emotions are natural. They arise and exist in the body, which is why we feel angry, feel frightened, feel anxious. However, they become trapped in the body by the thinking mind, which gives them a story, a reason to exist. And that story of the mind fuels the emotion of the body, which in turn fuels the story of the mind, and so we become trapped in a cycle of destructive, often negative, emotions and thoughts which create conflict within us. And this practice will show you how to break that cycle and allow the emotion to naturally move away from the body. Sitting with your spine straight, chin tucked in, eyes closed, breathing through your nose, tongue rolled back, its underside touching the roof of your mouth, palms facing up, the right sitting in the left, and the tips of the thumbs touching one another. And just take a moment to give thanks for all the blessings in your life. Whatever you are inspired to in this moment. It's one of those days when it's a bit of a struggle. Remember, you have shelter, clothing, food and water. Many billions of people do not. Relax your body. Paying particular attention to the areas around your eyes, your jaw, neck and shoulders. Let go of any tension that you're holding. Move your focus down your back, your arms and hands, chest, stomach, upper legs, lower legs, and your feet. Become aware of your breath in your belly. Focus your attention within the belly, a couple of inches beneath the belly button. Become aware of the spaciousness in that place. And gently and naturally breathe in and breathe out while you hold your focus on that place, within that place. become free of the mental and emotional turmoil, we're going to focus our attention, focus the mind on the emotion in the body. This prevents a continuation of the stories of the mind, which in turn allows the emotion to naturally leave the body. It's a very simple yet very powerful practice. Because of habitual patterns, the emotion may return, perhaps in the next moment or two, perhaps half an hour later, a day later, a week later. Just repeat the practice. Slowly, the imbalance within our energy bodies diminishes, and so the turmoil diminishes, and we become increasingly aware of the stillness and peace of our true nature. Emotion originates around the belly. However you might describe what you're feeling now, focus within and become aware of its physical sensation within your body. May experience it as a pulse, a throbbing, or some other physical movement, which is an energetic movement within the body. When you become aware of it, and the more disturbed you're feeling at this time, the stronger that energy will be within your body. Once you've identified it, hold it in your focus and allow yourself to naturally and gently breathe in and breathe out of that emotion. Mind wanders elsewhere, just tune back into the emotion in the body and hold it in your focus. As you breathe in and breathe out of your experience of that emotion, just hold it in awareness. Nothing to do, nothing to seek. Just be aware of the emotion in the body. Maintaining your focus and your breath. And that emotion. You will find that it will dissipate. That the energy will become weaker. Maintain your focus and your breath upon that energy. Relax. Let go. The emotion will move on. Once you get the hang of it, you may find that you can allow the emotion to rise up while you maintain your focus on it until it gets to the heart center, and then just hold it in the love and the compassion of the heart center. Just watch it transform. Aware of the energy of transformation. As the emotion dissolves. Aware of the stillness and peace within your being, as you become free. Finish your practice. You may wish to offer its benefit to someone or something. To do so, bring your hands to the prayer position at the center of your chest and offer the benefit to wherever or whoever you're inspired to. And then just give thanks for this opportunity. To become aware. To go in. To transform that which no longer serves. And deepen your awareness of your true, peaceful nature. With practice, you'll find that If the destructive habit and pattern comes back, or when it comes back, you can just take a moment, whatever you're doing, pretty much. So just focus your attention on the energy, to tune into the energy and then focus upon it. Breathe in and breathe out of that energy and just watch it dissipate again. Sometimes just one or two breaths is sufficient. Sometimes it requires sitting down and perhaps 15-20 minutes of meditation. Depends on the extent of the disturbance and the nature of the disturbance.